when war crimes ain't war crimes. In the last few years, we've all seen nothing but mass violations of virtually every international human rights treaty. Torture, secret prisons, extraordinary rendition, violence against civilians, orders to ignore the Geneva Conventions. The list goes on and on. How has the American government dealt with this state of affairs? It has virtually ignored it. There have been a few military prosecutions against relatively low-level people, but there is a steel ceiling above which the prosecutors dare not go. That's because the violations of international law go to the highest levels of the U.S. government. Writer Leela Rajiva argues in her remarkable The Language of Empire, Abu Ghraib and the American Media, that the tortures at Abu Ghraib prison on the outskirts of Baghdad show something deep and ugly in the American state. She writes, "The Prometheans of today acknowledge no limits except of their own imagining, and at least for now, the world that they find themselves in allows them the self-indulgence of that imagining. With such absolute power comes absolute corruption, only not the corruption that the law easily unmasks, the simple corruption of bribery and chicanery. The occupation of Iraq displays ample evidence of that as well. But the deeper corruption that rots the institutions of America today is one legitimated by law, whose presence is revealed not in the courthouse, but in the solitary recesses of prison cells hidden from the light. Torture is the insignia of this corrupt power. Torture is the deadly proof of the metastasizing cancer of American empire." Rajiva tells us many of the stories from Iraq that have been largely whitewashed from the safe coverage that the corporate media airs. She tells us the many cases where Iraqi women were raped by Americans and subjected to public humiliations. Perhaps if more Americans read, saw, or heard such accounts, they would not be mystified by the steady growing of the insurgency in Iraq, which is surely fueled in part by how Americans treated Iraqi men and women in prisons there. The corporate U.S. media has done more to misinform its public than to inform them. They keep Americans in the dark, while people all around the world know more about America than Americans. In this context, we can continue the illusion that the U.S. is doing good in this new kind of colonialism of Arab lands. It is this mad disinformation campaign that allows political figures to float the mad idea of more troops in Iraq. The somewhat tame Iraq Study Group report has come and gone, with supporters of the military-industrial complex working their media assets to ensure that their defense contractors keep getting paid. Discussions over Geneva Conventions might as well be about treaties with space aliens, as arcane as they are to most of us. When it comes to the empire, there is no higher law. The emperor has spoken. That is all that is needed to launch wars, torture, terrorize, bomb, imprison, kill, obliterate. That kind of logic can only lead to more disaster. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.